Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. I'd like to welcome you to Voices. God bless. God bless. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life that both thou and thy seed may live. Again, welcome to Voices. The scriptures from Deuteronomy 30, 15 through 19. Specifically, I'm focusing on verse 19. Well, what is Voices about? Let me give you a little background. Voices provides a platform for pro-lifers to share their stories and for God to be glorified. They triumphed over him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimonies. And so our job is to speak on the behalf of the life of the unborn, to declare that Jesus Christ is life and he's Lord and he's King and he's Savior and he's for life. He chooses life, and our subject today is God's choice. You are God's choice. You do not know that you are God's choice? What does it say in Genesis 1? Let's go to Genesis 1. Genesis 1:26, one of my favorite verses that I quote often, definitely on the podcast, is then God said, let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness, so that they may rule over the fish and the sea and the birds in the sky, over the livestock, all the wild animals, and over all the creatures that move along ground, specifically 27. So God created mankind in its own image. In the image of God, he created them, male and female. He created them. Don't be confused about it. God got it set in his book. He already said it. Amen. Again, welcome to Voices, and we're talking about God's choice. When I say the word choice, what comes to mind? Let's talk a little bit about just the defining the word choice, looking at some synonyms, which I always enjoy doing because I like doing that. So we talk about choice. We're talking about what's best. We're talking adjective for choice is best, superior, excellent, preferred, prime, elect, elite, exclusive, fine, nice, prized, special, valuable. So God handpicked you. It's another one of the synonyms here. Popular, precious, preferential, rare, select. So you're a select breed. You're valuable. You're rare. You're handpicked. Just like someone would pick someone in an abortion and they would choose them. God chose you. Amen. And so for those of us that have already received the Lord, to as many as received him, then he gave the power to become children of God. Amen. And so when God chose us, amen, we chose him because the Bible says, my God, in 1 John, the Bible says, hallelujah, we love because he first loved us. And so because God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Amen. We choose the one who's chosen us, the one who sees us. Hagar said, you are the God that sees me. Oh, my God. He's the God that sees us. He's the God that knows us. He's the God that understands us. Amen. Our weaknesses and our strengths. Amen. And what does God say about human life? When we talk about choice, we're talking about God has a choice. Amen. He has a say in your life. He's the creator of the universe. Amen. He is what he is, what he is. He's the great I am, my Lord. And so as I head on over to Psalms 139, you may want to go ahead and look it up in your Bible. Or of course, if you have on your smartphone or any kind of other way, the computer, however you want to get the information, you definitely want to go to Psalms 139, which I quote often. I do. I quote often Psalms 139 as well. So let's go ahead and go on over there to that particular verse. All right. So here we go. Praise the Lord Jesus. Amen. All right. Psalms 139, specifically, wow, you know what? I can read 1 through 14, but I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to kind of get my eyes on 12. Let's start at 12. Even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like a day, for the darkness is as a light to you. Verse 13, here we go. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. How precious to me are your thoughts, God. How vast is the sum of them. Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. When I awake, I am still with you. Amen. And I can go on and on and on and read the word of God. My Lord Jesus, I got to read this last verse, 19. If only you, God, would slay the wicked away from me, you who are bloodthirsty. Again, we're talking about God's choice. God has a choice. How many of you guys know that God has a choice? God said, I think I read it at the very beginning of our podcast today. It's in Deuteronomy 7:7. It says, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life that both thou and thy seed may live. Amen. And God tells us that life and death are in the power of the tongue. Amen. And so we choose life. We choose God. We choose life. God is life. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes to the Father but by me. So don't be mistaken to think that God is for death, because Jesus said, my God, Satan comes to steal and kill and destroy. My Lord. So we got to understand there's a differentiation between life and death. Amen. Don't be confused about it. God is a God of choice. He's a God, the God of life. Amen. And the devil, it chooses death. You got to understand there's good, there's bad, there's evil, and there's good. You got to understand there's a differentiation. Amen. There is truth. There is an absolute truth. This is not relative. This is not even in the gray, baby. It's written in the Bible. The Bible. Somebody say it's in the Bible. Amen. Again, we're talking about God's choice. God's choice. God's choice. I want to now go to Ephesians 1. Let's go on over to Ephesians 1. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Ephesians 1. Let's talk a little bit about God choosing us. God choosing us. Let's start in verse 1. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, by the will of God, to God's holy people in Ephesus, the faithful in Christ Jesus, grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Verse 3. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ, for he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love, he predestined us for adoption to sonship through Jesus Christ in accordance with his pleasure and will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given us in the one he loves. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of God's grace that he lavished on us with all wisdom and understanding. He made known to us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in Christ to be put into effect when the times reach their fulfillment, to bring unity to all things in heaven and on earth. On earth under Christ. Amen. And in him we were, let me read that verse 11. In him we were also chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will, in order that we who were the first to put our hope in Christ might be for the praise of his glory. Amen. You also were included in Christ when you heard the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation. When you believe, you were marked in him with the seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession, to the praise of his glory. Amen. So we thank God for choosing us, for adopting us. Amen. For not being confused about the fact that he made us. The Bible says again in Genesis 1:27, amen, that he created us in his image and in his likeness. Amen. And then in Genesis 1:22, I do want to go over there really quick. So we're doing a little Bible thumping, which we do from time to time. Probably more so. We probably do it more, pretty often here on this particular site. Go to Genesis 1:22, because it says, and God blessed them. So we got to understand that God blessed them. God blessed those he chose. God bless you. Not only did God value you, not only did God shape you in the womb, not only did God create you in his image, and he did all those things, but God blessed you. What does it mean to bless? Bless means to empower, to prosper. And so this God that chose you, he blessed you. He blessed you. He empowers you to prosper. So never let anybody confuse you about any kind of wording of anything. All the changes that the world is making right now, they're going to words and they're changing them. They're saying empower means something else that it doesn't mean. They're saying that all the words that used to be words like gay mean, which means happy, and words that empower, and they're trying to take away your rights and right to live. You know what I'm saying? Right to live. And so you have to understand the synonyms. The words do not change. Those words don't change. You said what he said. God said what he said. God wrote it in his book, and he meant what he said. Oh my God! It's the world that comes around. It's the devil that comes to steal and kill and destroy. He's a twister. He's the author of confusion. We got to understand who the enemy is. My God! My God! My God! Oh Lord! Oh my God! Oh my God! So did you read Genesis 1:22, I just want to read it, even though I did say it. It says, then God blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters and the seas, and let birds multiply on the earth. And so God is the author of life. He's the giver of life. He's the great I am. He's the Alpha and the Omega. He's not confused about who he is, and he's not confused about choosing you. He's not confused about handpicking you out and speaking life into you and breathing the breath of life into your lungs. He's not confused about it. I'm going to share my testimony because I think I can speak on this. I can speak on this not because I'm so special in the sense that God just specifically chose me, but I do have something to say in reference to choice and God being God's choice. Amen. Being a daughter of God, not knowing that God would choose me, not knowing when I was laying there in the womb and God was shaping me and making me and molding me, and when an abortionist, a midwife, tried to annihilate me and take my life out by abortion. And when you're young, my mom was young, but when you're young, you don't know, amen. And so God had a choice. God had a say in the matter. My God, just like it tells me Ezekiel 16. Let's go over to Ezekiel 16. God had a say. He had a say when I was in the womb. He had a say when I didn't know I was being shaped, when I didn't know I was alive, when I didn't know what was going on in the womb, in the womb, in the womb. Oh, my God, are you there? Are you there? Hallelujah. Ezekiel 16. Let's go ahead and let's read that. In Ezekiel 16, it says, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, again, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, make Jerusalem understand the heinous and vile nature of her repulsive, idolatrous acts, and say, thus says the Lord God to Jerusalem, all of Israel, your spiritual origin and your birth are from the land of the Canaanite. Your spiritual father was an Amorite, and your spiritual mother a Hittite. And as for your birth, here we go, verse 4. And I want you to listen to all of it. Listen. And as for your birth, on the day you were born, your navel cord was not cut, nor were you washed with water for cleansing, nor were you rubbed with salt or even wrapped in cloth for cleansing, nor were you rubbed with salt even wrapped in cloth. Here we go, verse 5. No eye looked with pity on you to do any of these things for you, to have compassion on you, but you were thrown out into the open field, for you were loathed on the day that you were born. When I passed by, here we go. So it's like God was saying to me, it's like he said, when I passed by you and saw you squirming in your newborn blood, I said to you, while you were there in your blood, you live. Yes, I said to you, while you were there in your blood, live. I made you, Israel, multiply like plants which grow in the field. And you grew up and became tall, and you reached the age of wearing fine jewelry. Your breasts were formed, your hair has grown, yet you were naked and barren. So what I really want to focus on is the fact that God said live. God didn't say die. God said live. So when you're confused about this, God is God pro-choice, baby. He ain't pro-choice. He just said live. Baby, the very fact that the baby's in the womb, God already made a choice. The baby's already there. He ain't confused. You got to understand who you're dealing with. You're dealing with God of the universe, God of the universe. Now, when I think about who God is, I go to Hebrews 1. And sometimes I find myself in Hebrews 1. Oh, my God, the Bible. In the past, God spoke to our ancestors through the prophets at many times and in various ways. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, and through whom also he made the universe. The sun is a radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his being, sustaining all things by his powerful word. After he had provided purification for sin, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty in heaven. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So he became as much superior to the angels as the name he has inherited is superior to theirs. We've got to understand who Jesus is. We've got to understand that Jesus Christ is the exact expression of who God is. He's the manifestation of God in the natural. Oh, God, you got to understand. This is the God that chooses you. This is the God that came for you. This is the God that died for you. This is the God that says, they're mine. Oh, this is the one that calls you unto him. Amen. He's calling you even now. Bless the Lord, oh, my soul. Understand it's the Lord that chooses. It's not man that chooses. Now, listen, you do have a choice. But honey, well, let me tell you about when it comes to life, when it comes to human life, baby, that's God's choice. Once he put that baby, he put that egg and that sperm come together, honey, it's God's choice. You don't have a choice in the matter. Nobody ever told you to go in there and look no how unless you're going in there to help my Lord. So hallelujah. Keep your hands off God's children. You're supposed to bless and not curse. What are you doing? Get off the devil's turf and get on God's side. You gotta understand who God is, who God is. Oh my God, I can talk more about who God is. And so we're talking about God's choice, God choosing you, God adopting you, God delivering you, God saving you. And he got a plan. The Bible says in Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, thoughts of good and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. And there is another translation that relates to this. We've got to understand that you were in God's plan, baby. He don't make no junk, honey. He plans things out real well, honey. He's a strategist, honey. He's a master planner, master designer, architect. God, honey, he knows everything. You know who you're dealing with. Do you understand who you're dealing with one right now? Right now, they can't stop the coronavirus. They can't stop the pandemic because it's all over the world. And he just like God done set everybody down and said, I'm speaking to everybody. Be still and know that I'm God. It ain't nothing you can do about it. It's God. It's God. Who's in control? Who's doing something about it? Doing everything. Hallelujah. God, everybody still. Everybody's silent. Everybody can't do nothing. If you're an atheist, you can't do nothing. If you say, well, ain't no God, you know, you can't do nothing. If you're against God, well, you know, you can't do nothing. God's in control. Everybody just subject to him. The Bible says that every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And so we have to understand that God is in control. And this God that's in control has chosen you. He's chosen you. So hallelujah. So praise be unto God. Hallelujah. For his greatness, his power, his love. Amen. Are you there yet? Let's go to Jeremiah 29 in closing. I do want to go to Jeremiah 29. In closing, and I do want to finish this up, but I'm going to have to maybe get back to it or make a part two or maybe finish it up on it a little bit. Let's go to Jeremiah 29:11 because I want to specifically talk a little bit about how God planned, because I want to mention that scripture to let you know, amen, amen, that this is the other translation. It says, thank you, Lord, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. So then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me. When you seek me with all your heart, I will be found by you, declares the Lord, and will bring you back from captivity. I will gather you from all the nations and places where I have banished you, declares the Lord, and will bring you back to the place from which I carried you into exile. And so we understand that God has a plan. God has a strategy. God knows exactly what he's doing. He's not confused. And if I were to look up some words, I want to look up some synonyms with a plan, in reference to plan, and I can do that. I need to be led by the Holy Ghost. God, I need to be led by the Holy Ghost. But when we talk about God, he has an arrangement, an intention, a policy, procedure, a program. God, he knows what he's doing. He has a system. Amen. He knows how to, he has a device, an orderliness, a platform, a pattern that he follows. He already knows he's God. You have a pattern. Where do you think patterns come from? There's a head, baby. There's somebody that already designed it. He's a designer. You don't just exist. And all of a sudden, you just got all these grand ideas, these wonderful ideas, honey. He's the one that gives you the ideas. Greater is he that's in me. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Amen. We got to understand who God is. And so God makes a choice. Amen. And so he plans you. And amen. You're in his design, and you're handpicked, and you're valuable. The devil don't want you to know this because Satan still comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus Christ said that he's come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. And I just want to say you're God's choice. In closing, Lord, have me go. Ephesians 2 has been on my heart. Well, let me go ahead and talk about Ephesians 2. Let's go over to Ephesians. Hallelujah. Ephesians 2. Amen. Let's see what the Lord is going to say in Ephesians 2. Hallelujah. I think I'm going to go to the ESV on that one. All right, ESV, here we go, chapter 2, yes, Lord God, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, we give you praise, verse 12 is sticking out to me. I'm going to go to verse 12, see what the Lord is saying about verse 12, it's on my heart, came to my mind. Remember that you were at that time separated from Christ, aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, strangers to the covenants of providence, having no hope and with God in the world, and so we got to understand that at one time we were far off from God, amen, but by his grace, his love, and his mercy, he called us, amen, because he loved us. And see, when he called us and he saved us and he blessed us, and it was all by his grace. It had nothing to do with us. When he chose us, man, when I was in my mama's womb and the people were trying to abort me, I didn't have a choice. See, God had a choice, but man didn't have a choice. The person realized that they couldn't do it anymore. They said, God's hand is on her life. Oh, God, I didn't know. I didn't even know. But my God, God chose me. God chose me from the foundations of the world. It was God. It wasn't man. And so, at what point do you feel in your mind that you can make a choice for God? At what point in your mind do you think you can speak for God when God has already spoken, when the word has already been said? Tell me. At what point? When does it just click in and you decide you can choose for God when God has already made a choice? Maybe a book has already been written. Hey, it's said, don't add to my book. Don't add to it. So that it's already been done. I'm just telling you what he said. He wrote the book. I'm giving you his word. He spoke what he said. The hold on to the word, that's what you hold on to. What did God say? And so you're God's choice. You're valuable to God, and you're made in God's image. And so we don't have a right to kill a baby. We don't have a right to kill innocent blood. We don't have a right to kill anybody because it's murder. Life is from God, and life comes from God, and Jesus Christ is life. And so that's what it's all about. And so if I can speak as an abortion survivor, baby, as an attempted abortion survivor, if I can speak as someone who is going to be annihilated and killed in the womb, if I can speak and say, well, how do you do today? Well, it was nice to meet you. If I can speak and say, hey, you know, it was God's choice to keep me alive. I have any say. I was on my way to death at 16 weeks. I was on my way to death during that time in the womb. I was on my way, but God intervened, and he said, like, baby, let me tell you, honey, if you didn't intervene, I would have been dead. Just like if you don't intervene, people are going to die. You better speak up for life when God tells you to speak up. You better do what God told you to do. He don't just got you here for nothing. You better get out the gray. You better make a decision for Christ, honey. It's black or white, white or black. Make a decision. God says, choose you this day whom you will serve. Oh, God. It looks like we are ending just the way we started. What does the Bible say? What does the Bible say? What does the Bible say? Hallelujah. In Deuteronomy 7. Oh, God. Oh, my God. Oh, my Lord. I'm looking for that scripture again. I'm looking for that scripture again, Lord. You said the Lord did not set his affection on you and choose you because you were more numerous than other people, for you were the fewest of all people. Amen. Oh, God. So we find that's a good scripture, because it was because of God's grace again. He didn't choose because I was great, baby. I was the least of the least. I was on my way out. Some people were on their way out. These babies on their way out. And so somebody says life, baby. You got to say what God says if you want God results. Somebody got to speak. God said, speak on the behalf of the poor. He said, speak on the behalf of the weak. Well, speak on the behalf of those that cannot speak. All you got to do is speak life. All you got to do is how to speak, change legislation. All you got to do is tell the truth. Honey, light has got to come. Darkness is going to always be around. But light got to say something. Light got to say something. Amen. 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 And so in closing, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know that this is, I'm looking for the scripture, but you know what? I'm just going to say it out of my heart. I'm just going to say it out of my heart. Oh, Rabasi Kinderioshagad. I'm looking for that scripture, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Huh. Deuteronomy 30:19 went to it. I typed it up. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you. This is for all of us. Listen, God is telling us how to choose. That's what that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life that both thou and thy seed may live. Amen. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening to this word. Choose life. Choose God. Choose Jesus Christ. Amen. The Bible says in Romans 10:9-10. Hallelujah. Let's go to that verse in closing, because I want you to, anybody that was ready, you're ready. You want to be saved. You're ready to choose Jesus. You're ready to choose the one that chose you. Amen. To love the one that loves you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, we give you praise and give you glory in closing. In closing, because I want to leave somebody, giving them an opportunity to receive the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The Bible says. Ooh, if you call upon the name of the Lord, you shall be saved. Amen. It's a choice. And he wants you to make the right choice. He said, choose life, baby. Jesus is life. Here we go. Romans 10:9. If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved. The scripture says, anyone who believes in him will never be put to shame. For there is no difference between Jew and Gentile. The same Lord is Lord of all and richly blesses all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. Amen. Stay strong. Keep your eyes on the Lord. Amen. And realize, he says, be still and know that I am God. God bless you. Thank you so much for being with Voices today. God bless you and keep you. Amen and amen.